It took 80 years to build this structure in West Bend, Iowa, and today it is valued in the millions of dollars. However, it was totally built on donations. It was not constructed to be a tourist attraction. It's a place where people from around the world come to visit, worship, and contemplate the work of God. And it's this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
West Bend, Iowa is a town of under 1,000 people, but it will draw visitors from literally around the world.
The Grotto of the Redemption is a compilation of 9 different grottos, each representing a different scene in the life of Christ.
Darcy Kramer shares the story of the Grotto of the Redemption. It was begun by Father Paul Doberstein in 1912, and he worked on it for the remaining 42 years of his life. He acquired amethyst, quartz, copper, stalagmites, petrified wood, a huge wealth of geological specimens made into 9 grottos, or scenes from the life of Christ.
Father Doberstein built the grotto almost completely on donations. People would hear about what he wanted to do and donate money. Once he started building, people started giving more money.
He didn't build it to be a geological museum, but it would rival any around the world.
We have a geological value of somewhere around $3.5 million. We have rocks from all over the world. We're considered the largest location to have this many different rocks and minerals and such all in one place and from all over the world.
Doberstein passed away in 1954, but work continued.
We have a total of about 80 years of building. Father Doberstein himself for 42 years. Father Graving came, learned what he needed to do to complete the grotto, and then he started recording the history of it.
In fact, the grotto was not officially complete until 1992.
All of the different scenes that we have here are actually hand-carved from Italian Carrara marble. They're absolutely beautiful. The statues in and of themselves are definitely a sight to see.
And people literally from all around the world descend upon this small town every day to see the grotto that took 80 years to build. Traveling the countryside in West Bend, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.